This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. This week in the U.S. House of Representatives, it is likely that President Trump will become only the third U.S. chief executive to be impeached. Neither of the two previous impeachments yielded a guilty verdict in the Republican majority Senate, nor is it expected that the president will be removed from office. But Republicans and Democrats are preparing for a battle. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
I want to end it. I don't want to legitimize it. I hate what they're doing.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has made no bones about the fact that if and when the impeachment process arrives in the Senate, he will have been working with the executive branch to orchestrate the proceeding to the desired outcome. Jerry Nadler is the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee.
And here you have the majority leader of the Senate, in effect the foreman of the jury, saying he's going to work hand in glove with the defense attorney. Now, that's a violation of the oath that they're about to take, and it's a complete subversion of the constitutional scheme.
U.S. Senator from Delaware, Democrat Chris Coons.
Majority Leader McConnell needs to sit down with Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and negotiate over exactly what the terms of this trial will be. The American people deserve the truth, not political theater.
Trying to force Republicans to the negotiating table, Democrats have released their own plan for a trial, asking for four witnesses the White House prevented from testifying in the House, including Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton. The impeachment vote is scheduled for Wednesday. Thousands of university students have flooded the streets of India's capital while a southern state government led a march and demonstrators held a silent protest in the Northeast to protest a new law giving citizenship to non-Muslims. You're listening to VOA News. A senior U.S. diplomat says Washington won't accept a year-end deadline set by North Korea to make concessions and stalled nuclear talks. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has more.
The U.S. Special Envoy for North Korea urged Pyongyang to return to nuclear talks on Monday. On a visit to the South, Stephen Biegun made a direct appeal to the North. Biegun also brushed off a year-end deadline set by leader Kim Jong-un. Kim has said the North will take a, quote, new path if Washington fails to soften its stance before then.
On this point, let me be absolutely clear. The United States does not have a deadline.
But the North's state media has recently said Washington has nothing to offer if talks restart. And tension has risen in recent weeks as Pyongyang has conducted a series of weapons tests and a war of words with U.S. President Donald Trump.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. The U.S. military told VOA on Monday it has not received orders to reduce troop levels in Afghanistan and remains fully committed to Afghan partners to achieve security objectives. However, officials in Afghanistan have confirmed to VOA that the United States plans to withdraw thousands of troops from the country, insisting the move stemmed from a mutual understanding between the two allied nations. On Saturday, the U.S. media reported that President Donald Trump's administration intends to announce as early as later this week plans to reduce the number of American forces in Afghanistan by around 4,000. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham met with leaders in Pakistan on Monday to discuss a broader bilateral relationship with particular focus on economic cooperation and peace-building efforts in Afghanistan. In his meeting with Prime Minister Imran Khan, Graham hailed Pakistan's consistent support in the Afghan peace process, according to Khan's office. Officials quoted Graham as commending Pakistan's unilateral installation of a fence to secure its long and traditionally porous border with Afghanistan. While underscoring the importance of a peaceful and stable Afghanistan for his country, Khan reiterated that Pakistan would continue to play its facilitating role in the Afghan peace and reconciliation process. Graham also visited Pakistan in February, paving the way for a meeting between Khan and Trump at the White House in July. Amnesty International says Iranian authorities are continuing a brutal campaign of repression following last month's nationwide protests, during which at least 304 people were killed. In a statement published on Monday, the London-based human rights watchdog said the authorities were carrying out a vicious crackdown, arresting thousands of protesters, journalists, human rights defenders, and students to stop them from speaking out about Iranian repression. Marissa Melton, VOA News.